Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We need to talk about psycho parents.
You guys are all psychos.
There's a couple different stories in the news.
Psychos.
Of like when, and I haven't had to go there yet.
Oh, you haven't psychoed out?
I really haven't.
Nice. Wow.
I have it in me.
Oh, sure.
I
bet all parents, well, yes.
You know what it is? Sometimes you feel like your child, we'll give you an example. This is the one. A mom slapped a 7-year-old girl for bullying her daughter. Yeah. South Carolina woman walked up to a 7-year-old girl and smacked her because she had heard she was bullying her daughter.
Yeah.
She walked into the school, smacked her in the face. She said the girl was throwing pencils at her daughter the previous day.
Jesus.
A couple of teachers tried to subdue the psycho mom, but weren't able to.
I know, right?
Now, while we're not condoning hitting a 7-year-old, I get there's times where I feel like my kids are being undervalued. And that's not the right word. Being used by other kids.
Oh, they're stuck. They use. Okay, gotcha.
And you just want to go.
You see it happening.
Yes. And you're like, you're worth more than that.
You have more value.
I know. But then I feel like that snowflake parent, like, oh, that guy, you're so much more. Here's a participation trophy.
But I can see why you're torn.
What we're looking for is when you went psycho, either because of your kids or in the name of your kids.
Wow.
Or you just did a psycho parenting thing in general. I mean, going after the kid who's bullying your daughter, that's a bold move.
That's, I don't know about that.
How about this woman?
Okay.
She's a Florida teacher who was arrested after attacking another woman during a Little League baseball practice.
Practice, no less.
She criticized a mother for wearing short shorts. And the woman was just like, what? I don't care. And so she repeatedly punched her in the face before tackling her.
Jeez.
The victim suffered cuts to her right wrist, shoulder, elbow, and chest, which is weird because she's wearing short shorts. So you think her legs would be all cut up.
But those were all fine.
No, they were fine. And she also has bruises on her forearms. So the psycho mom decided.
Because her shorts were too short.
I didn't get to see a picture of the short shorts. I'd like to see how short.
Yeah, me too.
The short.
Just for verification, if this was
I wanted to see it for you.
Educational purposes.
Yes. You're making it your screensaver on your phone. I want to see her in the short shorts. So then there's a, where was the one I really liked? This psycho mom would not let her kid get onto school buses for field trips.
At all.
Like, no matter how far they're going.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up in Longmont, a long, far way away, and we'd come down to the, like, IMAX and Museum of Natural History and all that other crap.
Taking the bus.
This woman, of course you do.
Yeah.
I know this has been explored by people all over the world. Why is it you can get on a plane, and they tell you the seatbelt thing 400 times, and you've got 9-year-olds on a school bus, and there are literally zero restraints, and we're careening down the highway at 70 miles an hour with nothing.
It's because they're public school kids, so we don't really.
Oh, I forgot.
If it was like a charter school,
St. Vrain Valley people.
They're secured, but
yes,
kids.
I'm from St. Vrain Valley. Talking about you Cherry Creek people.
Yes,
I'm in the Cherry Creek school district. Flagger. Perhaps you've heard of it. It makes my home value worth. Uh-huh. Yeah, now I'm in 27J, and they're like, yeah, we just decided next year we're not going to work on Mondays. Oh, okay.
You're not wrong. This is true.
Yeah. I don't want to go off on a tangent. This is where I'm going to turn into Psycho Dad.
Okay.
I just want everybody to know, good luck listening to Slacker and Steve on Mondays next year, because
that's going
to
suck.
I have to stay home with my kids. Sorry.
Because the teachers have the day off. Three-day weekends. Heck yeah. You're paying them more for 3 days.
The good news is they're all taking a pay cut for that.
No, I thought they got it. They got to pay hike.
I don't want to be mad at teachers. That's awesome. But like,
no, the system, it's not their fault.
It's not their fault.
No.
But now I've driven us down this road, and I don't know how we're going to get out of it. But I'm like, I think I'm going to move.
Seriously?
I'm dead serious. My wife is like, she wants to pound a sign in my front yard. Right? We're those psycho parents. She's like, I don't like the middle school, and now it's only 4 days a week, so let's just get out of here. I'm like, market's not great for a house. No, it doesn't matter. We're moving. It's not even like she didn't like call Remax or anybody. She just wrote on like poster board, for sale, and not even F-O-R, just a four. For sale. I'm protecting our kids. Nope, you're ruining our home value.
There's that, yes.
So I probably got a fine from the HOA for that.
You guys are psycho parents.
We are. 4 day work weeks. And you can just decide that.
Well, that's true.
No, they did. They floated a text going, would you guys be okay with that? And everybody's like, no. And they're like, okay, well, it starts next year.
Too late.
Wait a minute. Why'd you ask?
Well,
we just wanted to see if enough people said it was great. Then we were like, yay, we listened to you. But since you didn't say it was great, we're doing it anyway. Oops.
Wait, now, this is going to affect me, isn't it, on Monday?
It is.
I don't know.
Tune in to Steve and Little D. Okay. Mondays, school year 2018.
Why can't your kids get into a charter school?
We tried that. I even tried greasing the wheels.
You bribed it. It didn't work.
Get me anywhere with those
psycho
people.
Psycho parents.
Then finally, back to psycho parents. Not 27J in their 4 day work week.
No, that sounds a little unsettling there, too.
P.S. Little D just left. Oh, no. Because there's no way to save this, any of this. We're trying to talk about psycho parents, and now I've turned it into a debate about 4 day work week.
But it's still just as important, though.
This happened a while ago. A couple psycho parents took their 3-year-old to a corn maze.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Is 3 an optimum age for a corn?
Absolutely. They're ambulatory. And it's like, look, if you want to eat again, you'll find your way out of this.
That's what I'm thinking. They unleashed their 3-year-old into a corn maze.
Yep.
And they left him there.
They left him. They didn't get him until like the next day.
Literally. Kid's at Child Protective Services.
You know what? I think what they wanted a day away from their child.
Oh, take him to a
corn. Yeah, it was like, take him to a corn maze. He'll find his way out in a day. It's a lot like the people at 27J wanting an extra day off. It's like they're taking our kids to a corn maze one day a week for the entire school year.
It kind of is, isn't it? Mm. Plus, they got paid more to do it. So.
Yes, they did.
Not their fault. They're the victim.
They are the victim.
You're not.
They are offering childcare on Mondays.
Oh, well, there.
For a price. Anywho, if you've gone psycho, you've punched a bully, you've done something psycho, parents, wow. Please, can we not talk about the school district?
It's 27J. What
27J.
Gotcha.
I feel like my kids just grade point average just all the way down. They're like, Noah and Mia. Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, crap. I'm sorry, guys. Daddy cost you some grade point.
Big time.
If you're a psycho parent and would like to talk about it, we want to hear your story. Marissa?
Hi. Yay.
Yay.
Psycho parent.
Okay, so my daughter was probably 10 or 12 playing youth soccer. She flipped on the field and like tweaked her neck. Everybody took a knee. They hauled her off to the side of the sideline. And so I'm, you know, the dutiful mom, walk her on the side of the field, and I'm over there, and she's still crying, upset, and it's 3 or 4 minutes later. The coach.
I'm sorry, your phone. Oh, my God, your phone's breaking up. The coach what?
From the opposing team.
Yeah.
Came over and was yelling at our coach for letting the kids take a knee to get off the field. So the third time when he comes over, I get up in his face. Big guy, probably 6'4". I get up in his face with my finger and said, you better get out of here because this is my daughter and she's hurt. And if you don't shut up, I am not going to be held responsible for what I do to you.
Wow.
I mean, taking a knee is good sportsmanship, right? That's what you're supposed to do. Oof. So did
sports are crazy.
Did 6-foot guy back down to crazy psycho mom?
He backed down and then apologized to me in the parking lot later.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
Yeah, I would have. Psycho mom, Mama Bear, yeah. I
you got to, yeah, at some point, you got to go like, you're right.
Yep, you're no matter what, you're right.
I think you're smarter than I am, and I'm going to go now. Thank you.
Yes.
You're a good psycho mom. We appreciate the call. Melissa.
Hello?
Hello, psycho parents.
Okay, so I was working in this after-school program, and this kid yelled the F-word in the middle of a dodgeball game. Dad came in right after, and he just started throwing dodgeballs at the other kids because he was so mad, and us as leaders, and we didn't know what to do. We just took all the kids into another room, and it was so,
wait,
it
the
was
dad
crazy.
Of the kid who's already, the bad kid who said the F-word, his dad went psycho?
Yeah, his dad went, like, we pulled him out of the game, his dad went psycho. Because he wasn't playing and participating, started chucking dodgeballs at everyone.
Dad was? I kind of admire
it. It kind of seems like the apple falls pretty close to the tree on that one.
Yeah, that's...
What do you do with psycho dodgeball dad?
We took all the kids out of the gymnasium, and we had to try to calm down, like, the kids who were hurt because he was chucking them at him. And we, like, just signed the kid away, and we're like, hey, sorry, your kid wasn't, like, being obedient, and...
Bye-bye, kid.
Wow.
He's off to dodgeball squad. He's out of here. He's also got a mouth like a sailor. Thank you for the call, Melissa.
Jeez.
Ooh, this one's got to be psycho. She's asking for a little VD action.
Oh, voice disguiser.
Stephanie?
Yay.
Yay. You're disguised. Psycho parents.
Awesome. Okay, so I had a girl picking on my daughter, and I decided to spray paint that she had herpes on the concession stand next to the football field.
Wait, the daughter had her... Okay,
you decided to escalate the... This was a knife fight, and you you went nuclear bomb on it. That go over?
All the kids saw it, and the girl had to go home crying, and they ended up taking it off.
Huh. Oh, so nothing happened. Wow, no harm, no foul, then. That worked.
No harm, so, no foul?
I didn't get caught.
Nicely done, Stephanie.
Oh, man, this means we're getting deposed for this call.
Oh, I mean...
Thanks, Stephanie. We're going to let you go before we get your phone number traced. Victoria?
Yai.
Psycho. Parent.
I had a HP computer a while back, and it starting to fall apart to where I could lay it 180 degrees flat.
This is a laptop, and it's not one of those ones that's supposed to be like the twisty, twirly. It was just bad.
It was a laptop, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
My mom tracked down the CEO's home phone number.
The CEO of Hewlett Packard?
She got a hold of Hewlett and Packard?
She found the home phone number and spoke to the CEO's wife.
Wow, okay.
Explaining the situation.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
the
rational.
Next day, we had a FedEx box to ship it and have it fixed.
Wow. So she went right to the top.
Oh, my God.
And got it.
I talked to customer service. I got nowhere. I looked up all the Packards'
and tracked them
until I had the one.
Dang.
That is psycho.
That's awesome.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.